Good morning, and here, have some chocolates. That is one sweet solution by Indian Railways to stop locals and slum children from throwing stones at Vande Bharat train, amongst others from future damage. And if you were looking for a moral compass in Modi, well, you'd probably die searching. Harsh words, but hey, I wasn't the one making election speeches while inaugurating a national war memorial adjoining the iconic India Gate complex in the heart of the capital, where he slammed the Gandhi family, accused it of defense scams, discussed the Rafael deal, and also accused the previous governments of disrespecting martyrs. Many ex-servicemen took to Twitter to express their disappointment over the choice of topics that the Prime Minister spoke on at the event. PM could have kept it somber, considering he's inaugurating the National War Memorial 10 days after Jawans killed in Pulwama. Just not the occasion for a political speech. That's what one of the veterans said. It seems nothing is sacred for Modi ji. But before we go ahead, there is news coming in that India may have struck terrorist camp across line of control. Official details are awaited, but some news stories are saying that a group of Mirage 2000 Indian fighter jets struck a major terrorist camp across the LOC and dropped 1000 kg bombs, destroying them, reported ANI quoting IAF sources. Carrying on, if you thought turning a deaf ear or mute yourself is an answer to seeking a good and politically safe future, well, think again. Deaf and mute protesters demanding better job and education opportunities were beaten charged by police yesterday afternoon outside the Disability Commissioner's office in Pune. Thousands had gathered outside the Social Welfare Commissioner's office, stressing deaf community in Maharashtra has had enough. Police began to disperse these people, hit them with batons when they tried to take out a rally. Well, let that sink in. Meanwhile, we go ahead with our editorial. It is 26th February 2019, and civil society groups will launch a nationwide movement from today to sensitize the tribals against a recent Supreme Court judgment that has cast a cloud on the survival of nearly 20 lakh forest dwellers and their families. Campaign for Survival and Dignity, or CSD, an umbrella body of Adivasi and Forest Dwellers organizations, has announced a program called BJP Sarkar Jawab Do, but the BJP government should explain, from Tuesday till the 10th of March across the country. You may ask, what's this got to do with BJP? Well, firstly, weak defense. And what I had said earlier when this case was being heard, in the last four hearings, Modi government defense was absolutely missing. So when CSD convener Shankar Gopal Krishnan says, quote, "This is only the last step in this government's consistent sabotage of this law from May 2014 to the present," unquote, then I tend to believe him over someone who uses the dead body of soldiers to keep his politics of division, hatred and crony capitalism alive. On the 13th of February, the Apex Court had directed 19 states to evict those whose claims have been rejected and file compliance affidavits before the 12th of July, 2 days after Congress President Rahul Gandhi asked all party-ruled states to file review petitions in the Supreme Court against its order to evict these tribals and forest land dwellers whose claims have been rejected. BJP President Amit Shah yesterday followed suit, and guess who's backing them, or should we say who has ordered them? The RSS. So don't fall for this Jekyll and Hyde shit that they are trying to pull off on this. One can fool some people some of the time, but one cannot fool all the people all the time. It's true, but neither did I say this or its original, but it was Mamata Banerjee who spelled it out, warning the Prime Minister, borrowing a quote from Abraham Lincoln, or by distorting the original quote a bit, but firing a fresh salvo at the Prime Minister and questioning his role in the Pulwama terror attack, which claimed the lives of 40 CRPF jawans on the 14th of February. Bengal Chief Minister and Trinamool Congress Supremo Mamata Banerjee said Modi ignored intelligence inputs on the attacks so he could play politics later. Quote, "Where were you, Mr. Modi, when the Pulwama attack took place? You knew that an attack was imminent. The government already had intelligence inputs. Yet, why were the jawans not airlifted? Why were proper Naka checks not done? And why weren't the roads thoroughly sanitized? Why did you push them to the brink of death? So that you could play politics ahead of the elections. There can be no politics over the blood of our jawans." In other news, and this is not just shocking, it is absolutely criminal, but with so much crime around us, which all crimes would you prioritize to hold the government accountable on? The Telangana Assembly elections in December 2018 witnessed lakhs of voters in the state, mostly from the greater Hyderabad region, unable to cast their votes as their names were missing from the electoral rolls. Now, an RTI query reveals that the Telangana Election Commission used Aadhaar to delete potential duplicate voters without any verification. Nearly 30 lakh voters were deleted from electoral rolls in the state using a software meant to identify duplicate and bogus voters. If this isn't gross criminality, then I don't know what is. Rules say the Election Commission has to go door to door issuing a notice to each voter. If a house is locked, the official is supposed to visit two more times, and even then, if the voter is not available, he has to paste a sticker asking her to contact the EC. Replies to the RTI indicate this was not done. I'm moving for a quick look at international news, where Britain's opposition Labour Party's leader Jeremy Corbyn dropped his long-standing resistance to a second vote on leaving the bloc and said yesterday that it was prepared to support a second referendum on withdrawal from the EU, a shift that could have significant ramifications for the fate of Brexit and for the country's future. And on to Iran, where Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, who played a prominent role in negotiating the landmark 2015 nuclear agreement between Iran and major international powers, has said that he is stepping down in a surprise announcement posted to his Instagram account. Meanwhile, more sexual assault cases against the President of the United States of America. A woman who worked on Donald J. Trump's presidential campaign sued the president yesterday, accusing him of kissing her without consent before a 2016 rally in Tampa, Florida. Alva Johnson said in the lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in Florida's Middle District that the alleged incident was part of a pattern of predatory and harassing behavior towards women by Donald Trump. And that is all from my end for today. But before we go, be careful of the souvenirs you pick up while traveling. A woman has returned to Scotland from a holiday in Australia to discover a stowaway snake hidden in one of her shoes. Moira Boxall unpacked her luggage after the more than 9,300-mile journey from Queensland to find the small and very much alive creature curled up in her slip-ons. It even shed its skin during its voyage in her footwear. When she found it in her bag, she thought it was a toy and a prank. On that note, we wish you a lovely day ahead. Goodbye. Take a bath.